Nolte, WAPO trashes Hegseth's Bronze Stars after declaring it most prestigious in Obama era. By John Nolte on December 6, 2024. The far-left Washington Post continues to be clown itself, this time by trashing Pete Hegseth's Bronze Stars after declaring those same Bronze Stars one of the Army's most prestigious awards during the Obama era. The ways in which the regime media are willing to debase themselves is really something. The Post already has a massive credibility problem with the public. It lost a reported $77 million last year. And still it is such a rabidly partisan outlet it is willing to humiliate itself like this to serve its deep state masters. So, back in 2009, when the Obama administration was handing out Bronze Stars, the Bronze Star was one of the Army's most prestigious awards. In fact, the Bronze Star was so prestigious, the Post dedicated an entire story to one man being awarded the Bronze Star. But when one of Donald Trump's nominees, in this case, Pete Hegseth, who is up for defense secretary, sports a Bronze Star, that is also worthy of an entire Post story. But this particular Post story about the Bronze Star denigrates the very thing the Post had already proudly described as one of the Army's most prestigious awards. By the way, Hegseth earned two Bronze Stars, too. But because those particular Bronze Stars were pinned to a MAGA guy, suddenly Bronze Stars aren't all that. Military experts say there is a mistaken belief among much of the American public that the Bronze Star is a rarefied award exclusively for battlefield heroics, which has distorted and inflated its significance in many cases. The U.S. military issues two versions of the award, one with a V device denoting valor in combat, and the other for commendable job performance on deployments, or meritorious service in military parlance. The Bronze Stars listed in Hegseth's official records fall into the latter category, according to his official service records. Such awards were issued somewhat liberally throughout the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, experts say. Awardees of the Meritorious Service Medal are predominantly military officers like Hegseth, data provided by the military shows. While many officers have risked their lives on the battlefield, the majority of fighting and exposure to danger is performed by the enlisted troops they command. Emphasis added. Oh, so that's the difference. That's what changed between the Obama guy and the Trump guy. Now, I get it. Now it makes sense. One was a meritorious Bronze Star and the other was, oh, wait. Get a load of this. That first guy? The guy in 2009? The guy Biden pinned the Bronze Star on? The guy who this very same Washington Post told us had just received one of the Army's most prestigious awards? That, too, was a meritorious service Bronze Star, just like the two Hegseth received, too. The award was not for any one act of bravery, but for taking on responsibilities above his rank, including some that he declined to talk about because they were classified. His tour ended last month. About 79,000 Bronze Stars for meritorious service and achievement have been awarded to those serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom since 2003, according to statistics provided by the U.S. Army. Emphasis added. So I ask again, how did the exact same award get downgraded from one of the Army's most prestigious awards to something issued somewhat liberally throughout the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan? We all know how. The Washington Post is a giant, left-wing pile of lying shit, that's how. The Post spends nearly 2,000 words denigrating Hegseth's service, but does grudgingly sneak in this little. Hegseth also received a combat infantryman badge, which is awarded when infantry soldiers and officers engage an enemy in combat. I wonder if Senator Joni Ernst, RIA, who refuses to say if she will support Hegseth, earned a Bronze Star, or even two Bronze Stars. Try as you might, you will never hate the media as much as the media hates you. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, to Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.